at that time you find that that largely it was a single party parliament, although you had some other opposition parties in there, but largely it was a ZANU-PF dominated parliament. The parliament merely existed then to rubber stamp the decisions of the executive, and the executive was dominated, was just a single party executive. It was a very weak parliament, very ineffective, rubber stamping, not accountable to the people. It was not open, it was a mysterious institution. The legal framework then, even now, does not give parliament that independence. I'm talking about the constitution. If you look at, although there is the principle of separation of powers, you find it mentioned in the constitution, but in practice, it's not. And I think the constitution does not go far enough to then give parliament the necessary independence. Because I'll give an example. Lawmaking. If parliament passes a bill, the president has the final say. So the president can refuse to sign what parliament has passed into law. And if parliament insists that the president has to sign, the president has an option of dissolving parliament